Where are you?
I'm track one.
Ah, I found you.
You're hiding on me.
Hey,
and now we can see how big we're making our noise.
That's true. This is me making big noise. I'm making this me making small noise. Okay. So, welcome to show 3 of Fluff Radio.
Yay! Woo-hoo! Show 3.
Show 3 is great.
Show 3 your boobs.
Show 3.
I should not have laughed.
Just don't even dignify that with a response.
Okay.
So yeah, welcome back. I think we're getting into our groove a little bit here now.
Mm-hmm.
Working out some technological issues.
Yeah, because last show, it's probably one of those things where you get like an exercise, like working the volume up and down. Like every time a song came on, it was like, whoa, there's a song, and my eardrums are falling out.
Yeah. So hopefully it'll you know, bear with us a little bit. We're still getting used to our programming, but.
We are. So, congratulations to all the pirates out there.
Yes, ma'am.
Arr, matey, it be talking like a pirate day.
Arrgh.
You know, for somebody as enthusiastic as you are about pirates, you don't even try to do a good pirate voice.
Well, I've tried once or twice. I just have to go really deep and throaty. That's the only way I can do
it. If I do it like a pirate who's had too much to drink. Arr.
What pirate didn't have too much to drink?
See, your pirate's Irish today, I see. Now,
well, they're hand in hand.
Irish people and Australians, they're both big, hardy, manly drinkers.
With the chesticle hair.
The chesticle hair?
That's what Australians and Irishmen have. Chesticle hair. I know because I'm quarter Irish, so...
And you got chesticles.
Hairy
chesticles.
I get hairy chesticles. I want to use that word more often. I'm going to see. Okay. My goal for tonight's show is to use the word chesticles at least 8 times.
Okay.
But not,
it totally
like,
won't get old or anything.
Not in between like sentences. I'm not going to just be like, chesticles! I'm going to integrate them so well that you will not realizing that I am integrating them.
Hot.
Hot. Yes, I won't even say or not because we know the answer. The answer is hot.
Yes.
So, if you don't know about Talk Like a Pirate Day, it is every year September 19th. I believe the story is that it was started by two guys in publishing that got very bored and used to talk like pirates in their office fairly often, and so they coworkers got really annoyed with them, and finally they decided that they could only do that one day a year, and they decided on September 19th. And
so probably that's what day it was.
Yeah. And I believe you can go
to... But I'm speculating. I have no idea, really.
TLAPD.com.
Which is the acronym for Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Wow, I'm an idiot. When it comes to spelling things, like, my mind really goes blank.
Or you could just say the phonetic TLAPD.com.
TLAPD.com. And not only will they tell you different ways to celebrate it, but there is a big list of pirate words, which I think that's part of the reason I don't like to talk like a pirate all that much, is because I feel like, you know, as an English-speaking person, I have a fairly large vernacular, like chesticles. I use big words all the time. And
that's one, people.
I'm trying so hard not to laugh. but as a pirate, I think I would have about a third-grade education. I don't believe I would have passed pirating school. I mean, I'm like... I just throw in names of fishes, because I don't know actual pirate words, so I'm just like, arr, there be a tuna and some catfish, arr, and I just say arr after everything.
Such as the humu humu nuku nuku apua'a, which is my favorite name of a fish of all time.
So that's a real fish?
Yep, I had to throw that in there, because that's my one impressive fish name that I know. It's in English, it's the tiny triggerfish, and it's this little tiny, you actually have one on your shower curtain.
I do.
And it's humu humu nuku nuku apua.
I might have had one on the shirt I was wearing today. I was wearing a shirt today that I had in sixth grade, and in sixth grade it was tacky.
Hot.
Yeah. And things get tackier as time goes on, and it is like awesomely tacky, but unfortunately I can't button it. I wear it still, though. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, my chesticles show a little bit, but...
That's two.
Other than that, I mean, it's a really cool shirt. I got a lot of compliments today. And I believe it might have an ukanuku, ooh-ah, ooh-ah, oh yeah, baby on it.
Sexy.
Yeah. It's a nice fish. Could I get one for my fish tank?
No, I think they're salt water. Being Hawaiian. being an island in the Pacific and all.
Maybe. I don't know. It might be, you know, salt. There can't be that much salt in the ocean. Isn't it normally concentrated in the middle?
Like a Gushers candy or something?
Exactly. If you take a big bite into the ocean, when you bite
it's kind of chewy
the
on the outside.
Center.
Once you get in the middle, there's this gush of saltiness.
Mm-hmm. I love the ocean. It's my favorite candy. All right, well, I...
Like saltwater taffy? Well, you, what were you going to say?
I was going to say maybe it's time for us to do our first song.
I guess it must be that time.
I think it is. So
the band that we have, why don't you introduce them as they're your friends?
Okay. Well, this band is called If David Were a Thug. And the first...
If only.
If only, yeah. I'm sorry, David. You're not a thug.
He's kind of a badass, though.
He has
took
a badass.
Out a...
Oh, wait. That's different.
Yeah.
No.
took
sorry,
took
David.
Out a giant with just like a slingshot or something.
What?
Like
how many in one blow? Okay, that's
well,
a whole
let's
other
not
story.
Go there.
All right.
No more of that creep.
But this first song I adore, and it's actually one of the first introductions I had to this band.
And, you know, actually, it's in honor of Talk Like a Pirate Day, but since there are no Talk Like a Pirate Day songs, we had to get a different holiday song.
And we were going to do, you know, there were a lot of Christmas songs we could choose from, and there was a lot of Chicanica songs we could choose from.
Chicanica?
Chicanica songs.
Is that for, like, Mexican Jews?
Yes. It actually is. You have a hat that's a, I don't know. I was going to go something about a sombrero dreidel. I don't know where I was going with that. I'm going to stop talking right now, Chesticle.
Three. So this song is called Happy Mother's Day. And again, it's by If David Were a Thug.
And it's a Mother's Day song.
So that was... Happy Mother's Day, which, as Colleen helpfully reminded us, is a Mother's Day song. In case you were thinking it was about the Easter Bunny.
Yes. So, that's an early Mother's Day gift for all you prospective mothers and fathers out there.
And sluts and hookers.
Yes, sluts and hookers. That's what that one was for you. Wink, wink.
So, we're, you know, the more by that band coming up a little bit later. And
yes.
As we always try to do, we try to get two different songs. I mean, by the same band, but two songs that are very different in style. And
yes.
So the song that's coming up later is going to be a little bit different. So stay tuned for that.
And I love this first song because it almost sounds like the Muppets could have sang it. Like, I just imagine puppets dancing around, like, praising their mamas.
Yeah, they're Muppet moms.
They're Muppet mamas.
Like Nanny.
Oh.
Except for Nanny wasn't actually the mom. She was the nanny.
She wasn't.
But she had some rockin' tights.
She did. Yeah, she did. Did they ever explain how their parents got killed off?
I think, actually, they all died of AIDS.
Oh, man.
Too much unprotected Muppet sex.
That super special Muppet show, Muppet Babies episode that I missed. It was an after-school special.
Yes.
That was the one where Piggy had the abusive boyfriend played by, what's his name? From Wonder Years?
She was also
Kevin
anorexic.
Arnold?
Yeah.
Wait, Kevin Arnold is his
character name.
What's his real name?
Fred Savage.
Fred Savage, yes. Fred Savage. And he drove
her
into anorexia.
Was great because, you know, in terms of casting, I would never think, you know, Fred Savage abusive. And so that they really challenged the stereotype of what an abusive boyfriend was.
That's
with that particular episode.
That's true. And I love the part where she kept the vomit in Tupperware containers in the closet.
Yeah, that was, I mean, again, it was a harrowing look into
the lives
of relatives.
An actual after-school special. Did you ever see that one?
But I was thinking, man, there must be about three groups left we have yet to offend. So far, we've pissed off Jews, Mexicans, anorexics, and battered women.
Yeah, those are the only groups
and
out
mothers,
there, right?
And hookers.
Oh, and Irish. I made fun of their chesticles.
Oh, that's right. And Australians.
Yes.
Four, yeah.
But no, it was an actual after-school special about anorexia/bulimia. It was one girl was anorexic, one was bulimic. There's a difference, in case you guys don't know that out there.
Bulimia, bliuma.
Yes. What? I don't even know what that
bulimia.
Meant.
Bulimia.
Bulimia. La 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 la.
Bulimia.
Oh, that's actually a number bulimia. From Annie and I's new Broadway musical coming out this fall called Bulimia, Bulimiu.
Hollywood.
I'm wearing a top hat, by the way. But no, Calista Flockhart was in it, and she would throw up and put them in Tupperware containers, and she stacked the throw up in her closet because she thought if she flushed it, her parents would figure it out. So for some reason, keeping these container upon container of vomit in her closet was not weird to her, but flushing it, that was weird.
I cannot follow the rationalization of that decision, but okay.
Such a good show. Yeah. It also had this other amazing part where her friend, who was anorexic, meaning she didn't throw up, she just didn't get anything to throw up. She was in a hospital bed, and she's, like, of course, sickly thin and sweaty and blonde. And,
oh, I think I've seen this part before.
Yeah, and she just is like, I've only eaten air-popped popcorn this week. Air-popped popcorn! I don't know if that's actually the way she says it, but that's the way I say it, so.
Well, next time they're casting the Broadway version of that movie.
The Vomit Closet. I believe that was the name of it. I hope it was the name of it.
I think you're kidding, but okay.
I think I'm kidding, too. I really
Lifetime
don't know.
Does have some wacky movies, such as Save the Last Dance for Me.
Wait, is that different than Save the Last Dance?
Okay, no. That one.
Oh.
Whatever one we watched last night, that was really terrible.
That was in Lifetime, though. That was actually, it might have been MTV, actually.
Oh, man, that was like Lifetime quality corniness. I can't believe we watched that instead of The Simpsons.
I didn't even know The Simpsons were on.
Sunday night.
I forget. Whoa. I almost went into an old man then. Just now.
But I bet he's glad that you didn't. So what's your favorite roller coaster? Or do you have any good wacky roller coaster stories?
I do have a wacky roller coaster technique.
What's that?
I like to be the pioneer screamer. Meaning, I want to be the first person to scream uncontrollably, irrationally on a roller coaster. Usually, I have to scream fairly early in the ride, meaning...
Before it starts going?
Yes. Sometimes, I only did it once. I can't say sometimes. I screamed in the attendant's face as they made sure my chair was locked. This is something I started in 8th grade, and it's definitely an amazing practice. You should definitely try it. And especially if you're the kind of person, like, I actually get really scared on roller coasters. Like, I love them to death, but I have been known to cry on the way up. But if I scream, and it'll make me start laughing, so I'll be going up and I'll be laughing about, ha ha, I screamed in that guy's face!
And then you're not thinking so much about the death-defying drop beneath you.
Exactly.
That's exciting, I'm sure, and that way it's catalytic for everybody else on the roller coaster. None of them have to be like, I want to scream, but I'm too shy, because nobody else is screaming, and
exactly.
Have, like, a whole big silent roller coaster ride.
Yeah, it's, you know, my way of giving back to the community.
That's really thoughtful of you, Colleen.
I'm making everybody feel better about themselves, and I'm letting people know that it's okay to be afraid, and it's okay to have fears, and it's okay to express yourself.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody appreciates you at Magic Mountain, especially the attendants.
Usually on the teacups, people don't seem to like it that much. They're like, what the fuck?
Nah, they're all too busy vomiting anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've definitely never gotten sick from a roller coaster, but I've gotten sick from the teacups, and I almost always got sick on that stupid gravity thing, like a...
stick to the wall.
Yeah, the walls would stick. And not only that, but I also was too afraid to ever do any of the cool stuff with that. So everyone else would be like, you know, upside down or like doing crazy things. And I would be like, look, I'm trying to raise my pinky arm off the wall.
Oh, it's really heavy.
I'm going crazy.
It's like a 100-pound pinky.
I've got fat pinkies. Yeah.
100-pound pinky. That's a good name for an album. I like that.
I think that's a good name for a band.
Okay.
I think we need to start a band. Right now. My clarinet's actually out, together, with a reed on it.
Holy shiznil.
Shiznil. Ooh, that could be the name of our first song.
New single, Holy Shiznil.
By 100 Pound Pinky.
Holy shiznil.
That's the guitar part.
Silent shiznil. It's a holiday song. It's being recorded at NASCAR.
No, that was how I wail. I was wailing.
That was your wail?
I was wailing.
Like an orca whale or like a...
Like I rock harder than you could ever rock whale. Not you. I'm talking to the listeners. But not you listeners. The other listeners that happen to be walking by and hearing this that I'm not friends with.
Jeez.
Yeah. Word.
So, I had kind of an interesting experience last night.
What was that?
Well, actually, it wasn't last night. I'm sorry. Saturday night.
She's lying. Don't believe anything she says.
I know. Well, Colleen, if you just turn off that damn bright light.
All right.
You haven't told the people upstairs about this show, have you?
No.
You're not planning on it, are you?
No.
All right. So, Saturday night, went to the bar, had one more drink than I probably should have. Stumbled home. Actually, literally stumbled home. Fell up the stairs, coming out of the subway. You know, if you fall downstairs, it's like a terrifying, death-defying thing, and everybody's just glad you're alive. If you fall up the stairs, you're a big drunken idiot.
Yes.
So, came home, got back here to our house, and I live upstairs, and we have some new roommate people who live on the first floor. And as I was coming in, they had the front windows open, and one of them was sitting in a state of undress at like 2 in the morning with the lights on inside, with the blinds up, and I think they might have been up to something. And I couldn't even tell you which one it was, because I was just that drunk, and it was like, I glanced in and was like, I shouldn't look at that, and just begin to fumble with my keys in the lock, and then they closed the blinds, and that was it. Because, yeah, it was weird. So that's my interesting story.
I have not had that happen yet.
And I really hope they never listen to this show.
Aww.
Although I'm sure they saw me, because I fumbled, you know, like drunk people do, I fumbled with my keys in the lock for like 80 minutes while I tried all other 5 keys on my chain.
I've seen drunk people before.
I bet you've been one before.
Yes, I have some embarrassing drunk stories that involve me being the stupid half-naked person. But those were just because I used to sleep in my underwear in college, and I used to sleepwalk.
Oh.
Well,
do tell.
I lived on the fourth floor. In order to go to the bathroom, I had to walk a certain direction. I had to go downstairs and whatever. And then I moved to a different floor. And in the middle of the night, I would get really confused because I would always go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. And I didn't have to walk downstairs anymore. So I go on the 12th floor and I walk down the stairs to go to the bathroom in a drunken state. I go to the bathroom and then I go back to where my room would be. But I don't ever go up the stairs. So I'm in my underwear and a tank top. And I'm banging on this door, being so mad that my roommate must have locked me out. And this random girl just answers the door. And I scream at her, "What are you doing in my room?" And I walk into her room. And I close the door and lock her out. They had gotten an RA to come and, like, carry me back to my room because I had fallen asleep on her bed.
You're such a bad person.
I know. And that girl was like, yeah, we saw each other, like, every day. Like, she was just happened to be on every path I walked to class. And I was like, oh, God, it's that girl. So, and she left that college after that semester. I don't know if it was because of
me. Because she was like, I can't take these people here anymore. They come in all drunk in their underwear and lock me out, and it's just not right.
Yeah, it's not right. It's definitely not right. That was so embarrassing. The worst part is I didn't remember it. And then I heard from the RA the next day, and he was like telling me about it, and I was like, that sounds so familiar. Who did this? And he's like, you. It was you. That was pretty bad. There were definitely other stories, but I'll save those for other shows. That was one I was particularly proud of. The fact that I threw someone out of their own room.
That is it. I can't even compare with that. I have nothing.
It's probably a good thing that I'm so broke now that I can't actually buy alcohol. So everybody out there, don't ever buy t-shirts for me, because you're just going to add to my drunken underwear stumbling.
Well, thankfully now you have your own floor and you can stumble around your apartment naked all you want. It's
That's true.
Not a problem. There's nobody here.
There's pillars. I live in a basement apartment and there's large, large pillars in the wall, which I've kind of learned how to zigzag around in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. But the first couple of weeks here, I was definitely walking into pillars and waking up.
You know, every time you say pillars, I think you're saying pillows with like an archy accent.
Well, I actually tie pillows to the poles. I tie pillows to the pillars. Pillars. I got a comforter and some pillars on my bed.
I got some pillars.
I keep them.
Really? No, but I mean, like, I've come from a long line of pillars? Arkansas people, and they say pillars, man. And
that's a silly way to say it.
Well, they say other silly things, too.
Do they like pillars with feathers? Would they say feather? Feather? Father.
Well, we had some feather pillars. Or feather pillars.
I always wanted the feather pillars so I could hit someone and it would break. And then it'd be like, oh, there's a goose exploded in my living room. It's guts are everywhere. It would be so great. But we had to resort to just exploding real gooses because my mom would never buy the feather pillars.
I don't think they, my grandparents had feather pillars anyway. I think they had that daggone hay.
Hay pillars? Did they put pillow coverers?
Alfalfa.
Alfalfa covers?
Cotton. They probably had cotton. I mean, they picked cotton. They were cotton farmers.
Really?
My grandma and grandpa like to tell me, you know, not so much anymore because I'm not in school anymore, but back when I was in school, they would be like, you know, when we were your age, we looked forward to going back to school because that meant we didn't have to pick cotton. And wow. I was always like, yeah, that would suck ass.
That would suck ass.
And that was before there was, like, cotton picking machines. That was
before
just
the
when
cotton gin?
You had to, well, not is before the cotton gin. Oh. The cotton gin doesn't pick cotton. It picks the little, like, nuggets out of the cotton. The bowl shit.
So they still had to put the cotton in the nuggets. I mean the...
No, they didn't have to put cotton in nuggets.
I have no idea how cotton works. I'm like, this shirt's made out of cotton. Don't they grow this way?
It's all I can explain it to you, but it's really not funny.
Do you have a whiteboard? We could just... I need diagrams.
I want one of those things that they have, like, when you watch football, where it's got, like, a layout of the field, and they have, like, little, like, X's and O's and lines and arrows.
And then we could both get two different colors, so they'll be like, oh, the yellow's Colleen and the purple is Annie. Let's watch on this radio show.
And then we could have, like, little animated men that, you know, mine could just run across the page and yours could,
referee?
Do whatever it was that your first animated post-it notes did, or your Tupperware notes. I forget what you said.
It was a dot that got run over by a car.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Mine could be a dot that gets run over by a car, and I'll put a dot around the dot. It'll be crazy.
And an arrow pointing to the dot. See this dot here. Now watch it as the car comes in.
It's amazing. Lots of dots everywhere. Dot, dot,
wouldn't
dot.
That be great if you could just use that in your everyday, like, dealings with people?
Use what, chesticles?
Five?
Yes, that was five. I'm getting close, people. How much more time do we have? 8 minutes, and I gotta say it three more times. I think I could do it. So, I've been working it in pretty well, too. Go on. Sorry.
Well, I was just gonna say, you know, like, as you're ordering, like, a, you know, burger from McDonald's, you can be like, and drawing, and be like, you know, I want you to put the onions on this level, and then down here at the bottom level, I want extra ketchup.
And I want concentration of your weird pickles right here.
Because
in
I know
half.
It's too hard to spread them out evenly upon the bun.
Exactly.
So be sure just to put a little pile of pickles right here on the left side of the bun.
And make sure you make a sandwich of mustard with those pickles. Don't let the mustard touch any other part of the burger. Yeah. A little sandwich of them. Oh, I love those pickles, actually. I always take them off and save them for afterwards. For later.
Well, that's hot.
I put them in my pockets and... and save them for later.
I put them over my eyes because I hear that they're supposed to reduce the wrinkles under your eyes.
Ew. I just have an image of you having the pickles on your eyes with mustard.
Well, right. I mean, obviously,
burn.
I'm kidding. Because you're supposed to use cucumbers, which pickles are made out of. But
what about sea cucumbers?
I like to pretend that because I don't like cucumbers, so I like to pretend that pickles are not cucumbers. They're their own separate pickle vegetable. Like pickles grow on trees
that
way.
They're like punk cucumbers.
Kind of.
Kind of the way that raisins are awesome, but I don't like grapes.
Raisins are from hell unless they're on ants on a log.
Or unless they're dancing with bow ties.
Oh, yeah. Seeing they're in a funk band. A funk band.
How much? I actually read two conflicting articles about that song. One was saying that was the most re-recorded song ever.
It has been. I could name, like, at least three people who've done that song.
Yeah. But the other one was saying that Yesterday was the most re-recorded song ever by the Beatles.
Okay. I really don't know anybody else who does that song.
I don't really either. And I feel like out of those two songs, there's got to be more songs that are more recorded than I Heard It Through the Grapevine and Yesterday.
Yeah, like Happy Birthday. Well, probably
or Happy Mother's Day.
Or Happy Mother's
Day.
Happy
Mother's Day.
Speaking of which, it's about time for
happy
our second
Mother's
song.
Day. Yes, it is.
The second song is got. We were actually just commenting on how cool the name of this song is. It's called Track 4, But Mine.
And it's an instrumental.
And again, it's by If David Was a Thug?
Yes, If David Were a Thug.
If David Were a Thug, thank you. I knew I had that wrong.
And here is the song. It's nice and pretty.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that selection.
I liked it. It makes me want to go, ho, 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 ho. I can't make the noise. Ha, 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 ha. I think my face is much more amusing than the noise that's actually coming out.
Yeah, it's a pretty amusing face. Unfortunately, this isn't a videotaped.
A video show, show.
Again, it's track 4, But Mind, the name of that song, and again, it's...
If David Were a Thug.
Yes.
And you could find them on MySpace if you just go to MySpace/ If David Were a Thug, I think. I'm making things up. I believe it's so.
I'm going to type it in. I'm putting the microphone in my lap. Listen. My crotch starts talking. Don't believe anything it says.
It's http://. Oh, well, now Colleen ruined it for me. I was going to tell you, and then she went and erased it. I think it was, though, like, profile/myspace.com/ If David Were a Thug.
No!
It's a good thing I kept that in mind, because... Yeah,
so just go to MySpace and search for If David Were a Thug. I'm sure there's an easy way to...
Yes, it is. It's profile.myspace.com/index.tfm? Okay, fuck it. Just search for there.
I think you're giving my secret user information away.
Well, good thing I didn't get too far.
Not that I'm on MySpace. I am not.
Password. I like kinky pickles.
Murderous crayfish.
That really is one of your passwords, isn't it?
Was at one point? I wanted it to be, but it was too long for anyone I tried. I was so determined to have Murderous Crayfish be my password for something, and it didn't happen.
So what is your password?
It's Murderous Crayfishes.
Ah, even longer.
Even longer.
Oh, good.
I don't know how that works. I don't know. Is this still recording? We should probably make sure we're still recording. We are! Yay!
So, let me see. I was trying to keep track of things that we could talk about. I had a really frustrating experience today.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, just stamp on my
feet.
I'm
sorry about your experience and for killing your foot.
Colleen has M&M's with peanuts, because we can't do a flippin' radio show without no freaking peanuts. But that's okay, because honestly, peanut is one of my favorite words.
Mm.
But you have to say it just right.
Peanut. Oh, that's cute. You know what my favorite word is?
What?
Chesticle.
Six!
Woohoo!
So anyway, yeah, I had a really frustrating experience today.
Oh, sorry, that one was... That just
doesn't
count.
I'm sorry. Right.
I was trying to sneak it in while you were eating the M&M. I was like, 7!
Nope, you gotta, like, work it into the dialogue. You can't just say it.
What was your frustrating experience?
It's not really that funny. Maybe I shouldn't tell it. I was trying to buy a digital camera today.
Yes.
And, which you know, because I emailed you about it. Mm-hmm. And I kind of, like, decided on, like, specific ones that I was interested in. And I went to several different Best Buys, which is a little bit of an effort, because, you know, you gotta take the train there,
I feel it's wrong to go to several different Best Buys. Shouldn't there be one that's, like, almost the Best Buy, and then one that's, like, pretty close to the best?
Pretty good buy. Not such a great buy.
Not as good as the other best buy.
No, so I went to 2 Best Buys. Well, apparently there's 3 Best Buys in Manhattan, so I went to 2 of them. The 2 that are south of where I work, because that's the way I go to go home.
Yes.
And other than, I mean, both of them only had, like, 2 digital cameras on display. They had, like, the shitty, and they had, like 20 little, like, display spots that were empty. And I was so annoyed.
What had happened, do you think, to those other cameras?
I don't know, they sold out, or they're just not in stock, or what the hell. But it was weird, because it was like they had like 20 different Sonys, but like nothing by Casio, or nothing by, you know,
Kodak.
Nikon. I think they had like 1 Kodak. Yeah, they had like a really crappy selection, but I mean, their website, they have like all kinds of stuff.
They do, including giraffe rides. You can order a giraffe ride from the website. They will bring it to your office.
A giraffe ride?
Yes. You could ride the giraffe. Oh, no, wait, that's not BestBuy.com. That's GiraffeRideToYourOffice.com.
Ah, let me sure to check them out.
Yes. Their address is GiraffeRide.com/USF/user/195...
Colleen's password is...
/murderouscrayfishes. You know what? I really should change that to one of my passwords for something, and then if we get hacked... Or if I get hacked and someone steals my identity, I'll know that's because people are listening to the show. So that'll
that's
be awesome.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So anybody wants to steal my identity, my password is murderous crayfishes. Go now. Go.
Do it.
Go.
Because sort of towards the end of the show, they've actually listened to, like, the whole show.
That's true.
I could tell you one thing.
What's that?
My password for the message board on fluffinbrooklyn.com.
Yes.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Because I figured that since you're, like, in control of the website, that you might check people's passwords.
I can't see that. It's secret.
My password is Colleen is nosy.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's amazing. You have to change it now because people are going to go on there. But
I thought that was really clever. I was like, I hope someday she checks it and she has a laugh.
Oh man, I need to figure out a way to hack into my own message board. So maybe everybody else is like, Colleen's a bitch. There's like, Colleen stinks. One time I made out with Colleen and then she got drunk and walked into someone else's room and locked herself in and slept on their bed.com. Oh wait, now it's a website. That'd be a hot website.
Yeah, I'm totally going to start that up.
I think it's actually time for us to say goodbye.
Oh, no, but we're having such a good night.
That's true. Well, we could do our closings and then come back and do more for next week.
Okay.
So, thank you for listening to Fluff Radio. Fluff Radio.
Fluff Radio.
Oh, I always wanted to say, that beginning intro, even though it is sped up a little bit, those are actually weird high-pitched voices by us. It's not sped up that much. It wasn't like we were going, doo-doo, Fluff Radio. Actually.
No, we weren't even doing it in, like, normal voices. Yeah, we did it in the little...
I can't do it.
Well, it's not that good now. I mean, it was kind of like a spur-of-the-moment thing, but yeah. It truly is us, folks, and we are actually unbelievably proud of that intro.
We are.
We did that in one take.
We did.
We totally did. Pulled that out of our proverbial asses.
It was so in my testicles.
And our literal asses. I was wondering if you're going to work that in right there. So what is that?
Seven?
Almost.
Oh, I'm so one away. Crap.
Maybe we'll just have to talk a little bit longer.
Oh, okay. It's all about the testicles. Okay, so thank you for listening to show number three.
Number three.
And this is Colleen Venable saying, lock your doors when you sleep because I like to spoon.
And this is Annie Sanders saying, good night. I'm a peanut.
It's different every time. Good night.